talk about it.
Oh my God, we're live.
Listen, man. We switched one nigga out from the DMV for another.
Who is the other nigga?
Sage, TSO underscore Sage. He's from the DMV, but we switched him out.
Shout out to my DMV brother. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like he's really not from the DMV though. So
why you say that?
Because he doesn't have a car. You could
shut up, boy. That was
so lame, bro. You're so lame.
That was so lame. I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. Bro, you just be doing them old ass dad jokes, bro.
Bro, you call them pops around here. I don't know if you know.
God damn, bro. Your age really showing.
Chris, you don't have a hairline. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Let's Keep It a Buck podcast, the only podcast where we have $700 robes and $700 hoes.
Yo, show off the robe real quick. You know what I'm saying?
Hold up. Hold on. Let me turn around okay. You know what I'm saying? I pause. You know what I'm saying?
I ain't gonna lie. That robe is hard as fuck.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie. That robe is hard as fuck. Anyway,
it's Versace.
It's not. We have a special guest in the building. 1/6 of AMP. Well, 1/7. They like to consider me the 7th member. AMP Chris, Christopher Next Dorian. Pulling up in the DeLorean. No Wale, but they say he's DeLorean. Chris, how you doing today?
I'm doing kind of great. Because I do have AMP video to finish editing, but it's no biggie. You know what I'm saying? I can't miss keep a buck. You know, keep it a buck. You know what I'm saying? To keep it a buck, I can't keep it a buck. You know what I'm saying?
Like, please do not come in here and act like you're actually editing the videos.
Damn, niggas ain't telling me to roll me up. Shit, what's good, y'all?
Yo, copyright.
Are you? Oh, well, shit. You listening to NBA YoungBoy in the background?
Nigga came in here listening to YoungBoy.
Hey,
yo, Chris, get the hookah out the back. Oh, right, look,
Chris,
bro.
Chris, about to set up right now, bro.
Yeah, we got Chris in the building. Chris is our podcast guest. Maybe a future by other Chris. And this is Let's Keep It a Buck. I got my brothers here with me. Damo, how you doing today?
Been good, bro. Chilling. How everybody doing?
Yeah, Sage, how you doing today?
I'm straight.
B Souls, how you doing today?
Good. Doing great.
Hey, if you're new to this, you want to be true to this, make sure you hit that join button, become a member of Let's Keep It a Buck podcast. That middle tier will get you into the Discord. The Discord is where I dead ass show my naked body. I don't know how else to put that. That's what happens in there.
That's what happens in e-sex?
I'm about to say, yeah, does that happen with the...
That's what happens in e-sex. If you're a Spotify listener...
Did you make that VC?
Yo, shut the fuck up. Yes, if you're a Spotify listener, then we love you. I'm coming around the corner, but if you're an Apple Podcast listener, make sure you leave that 5-star review. We do love those 5-star reviews. We will continue to read those 5-star reviews. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Instagram. All the major platforms. This right here is a super chat.
But I can literally do jumping jacks, bro. like niggas really be hating on me, bro.
We will read any super chat that comes across the screen. If you donate those funds, we will have fun with whatever you say. How is he on the podcast with no knees?
That's crazy, Dick.
Crazy, bro. Benjamin, hit the intro. Also, Wordu owes me $5 and I will be charging interest. B-Souls, hit that intro. Yeah, where do you're a bitch, yo, Sean? $50, pay him up.
I ain't gonna lie, I was jamming to that intro, bro. Holy shit.
Yo, Chris.
My bad. I can't curse and stuff.
Chris, you can.
No, nah, you can curse.
All right, my bad.
Just yeah, do you,
nigga? Real shit, real nigga, bitch. I'm just getting them out.
It sounds like
let's do it.
You don't do that because it sounds like you're finna hit the words that you really can't hit. Chris, I think we need to get out of the way first and foremost. How is your rage knee? How's your rage knees doing?
Honestly, bro, it's fucked. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. It's fucked, bro. I got surgery. I tweaked it, bro. I was supposed to go get it checked out. I had a date that same day, and it was like an hour away, and I definitely was trying to reschedule it, and they said it was like they said the computers is shut down and shit right now. We got, you know what I'm saying? And I never called back, so I'm not gonna lie. I don't think I tore anything. I definitely tweaked it, sprained it, some shit. I don't know, but that's the update on my knee. I don't miss leg workout day, but you know what I'm saying? I still hit those, but
I hate this nigga, bro.
Nigga, I was being
is he lying?
No, because we dead ass we can't do two like extremely physical videos because this nigga has one fucking knee, bro. Why?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, do you like resent doing the videos like football, basketball, shit like that? Do you start to resent them jumps?
Nah, I like hooping. I have football, you know what I'm saying? No,
Omar Bay saying something crazy. No cap.
Cause tell him why you won't do football again.
What you mean? Nigga, I hurt my knee doing a football shoot, AMP. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
So, no, I'm saying so you'll never do football again?
I don't want to touch a football. I don't want to look at football. Super Bowl is the last. I'm going to the Super Bowl, so that's going to be like the last, you know, last thing. But other than that, you know what I'm saying? Who's winning between the Rams, by the way?
I think the Niners were still up unless somebody just scored.
Oh, Lord.
If niggas is watching the Niners and the Bengals in the fucking –
That's weird. That's actually weird.
I can't. You know, I can't.
Ew, that's actually weird.
That's a weird Super Bowl. That's a weird Super Bowl.
What's the NBA like comparison to that? Like the Bengals and the Niners in the like the finals. Like
man, that's like Cavs.
Jazz. Oh my god.
Cavs. Yeah, Cavs. Jazz. It's like Cavs. Jazz. Well, I guess they good, but what the fuck?
I guess they're elite.
That's disgusting. That's disgusting.
Nah, that's nasty.
Y'all think this is going to be the lowest like viewed Super Bowl in a while?
Nah, people love Joe Burrow. Nah.
You think him enough?
No, he's too unknown for it to be. If it is Niners, fucking
Bengals.
Bengals, bro. Yeah, Damo, you probably that.
Hold on.
Better. That's a better comparison. Somebody said the Cavs Grizzlies. That's
right, because
Joe Shiesty is definitely like Joe.
Hey, ain't gonna lie, if we get a Cavs Grizzlies finals, we're going to war with hoop concessions. Chris don't know about the hoop concessions.
Who are we not going to war with in the community at this point, bro?
We're the most.
What do y'all be doing, bro? I wake up. Yo, join the space. Yo, join the space.
We just be on the internet too much. That's why.
I log on Twitter after getting a bunch of mentions. It'll say some shit like, yeah, NBA Twitter can't read. What the fuck happened?
I think that's the thing that AMP is missing, bro. We need a good beef. Like
a no good point. What?
A good beef. Like a good internet beef. A good like hate contest.
Hey yo.
Stop. Listen, we deadass need to start a war with like, I don't know, like Too Hype or some shit like that. Like, I don't know.
Start a war with Too Hype.
Start a war with Too Hype is gross, bro.
Diss track back and forth, bro.
They gonna know y'all cap, though.
Do y'all hear the fucking noise? Nikai has
a little bit, but I was at a party yesterday. I'm ignoring it.
Nah, it's like 11 women in Kai Sinet's room. Right now,
oh my God,
are you gonna go up there after this?
Yes, indeed.
Yes.
So let me let y'all know right now. It's a sleepover stream on Kai's channel. If the video's not out, it's because Chris is at that sleepover stream. So,
oh shit.
Look at this. Listen, bro. 2022 is a new year. I don't think you've made this announcement anywhere else, but I know you want to get into content creation individually again. In 2022, what are your plans for that?
I just want to be how you doing, Davis? I just want to be super creative. I want to be different from all these niggas. So is this like skits, everything like IRL, everything combined into one thing?
Is that Davis?
Good, yo, like, you just woke up, bro.
Is he studying us like this? Like yo, wild animals.
Tell Davis to get out of here. Please tell Davis to get out of here.
My fault.
Hey, tell him W print.
Oh, shit.
Is he serious?
I'm going to say, he can hear you. I'm
going to say, his eyes started listening.
He said, tell him W print.
Wave his.
Bro, he gave you a compliment, bro.
Look at his eyes. His eyes bright as shit. I think he dead ass.
Wave this.
When am I getting my episode, man?
You'll get your episode where you get your episode. I told you that.
Oh, fuck.
Wavis.
Talk it to me like that.
That nigga wavy.
Crazy.
Okay, let Chris finish, bro. What I want to know.
Wait, what is he talking about?
His individual content creation.
Oh, plan. Brother.
Oh, man.
They don't believe
that
you?
Shit is not coming. I don't know how we tell you.
That's
why
he dogging you, though?
How long we been talking about this?
Bro. I'm trying now.
Shut the fuck up.
Yo, you're on a press run right now, bro. This is a part of the press run.
Crazy. Your boing boing is crazy.
I'm going to do a press run. Yeah, facts. That's so smart.
Tell that nigga to go put
lotion on. Your boing boing is crazy. Yo, Chris, I believe you, bro.
Yeah, be great, King. Be great. I don't know about that.
He did say he was going to start streaming and shit. Like, so what are you going to be streaming?
Well, not streaming, I won't be creative. I'm telling you now, I would not be creative. I literally like react to videos and shit and just do freestyles and shit. I would not be creative at all. But in my own content, I think I can be like, I can just create dope shit. I just think like I was put on this earth to like literally just create cool shit. So, I mean, if I could do that with my own shit, that'd be pretty cool. You know what I'm saying?
Is there a lane like you decided in or like looking into or just
you said what?
Is there a lane like you've looked into like a certain type of videos?
I got a little inspiration from Lorda Squad, but I'm gonna try to like put my own twist on it. But yeah, I'm a
YouTube Lorda Squad go kind of crazy. I ain't gonna bullshit. That would go crazy.
Yeah.
Yo. So.
Hey man, if you need a fat nigga to do crazy,
yeah, stop doing this. Stop doing this, bro.
I'm gonna get you your ISO, bro.
We're rewarding clout chasing.
Listen, it's not clout chasing. I put my application out there. All right, niggas got social packets. Niggas got souls and sage. I ain't got shit. I just got this. This is all I got. All right. I put my app out there. If you need a fat nigga to jump through some walls, hey, I kill walls, nigga. What are you doing?
This nigga said specifically walls, which is crazy.
And you always say you jumping through something, man. Why you stay your ass on the ground?
I'm jumping through everything, nigga. I'm jumping in everything.
Some of these super chats real quick.
Head first.
Let's get this out the way. Are you coming to the cookie contest or not? Nah?
Every time the same.
Chris, are you coming to the cookie contest?
What the hell is the cookie contest?
The ookie cookie contest.
Well, you trying to change it and give it a nickname and shit is not going to help me out. So, what is the cookie contest?
Let me ask you. What do you think it means?
Cookie contest.
Ookie cookie contest.
Soggy biscuit contest.
The soggy biscuit contest.
Correct.
Yeah. That doesn't sound. I don't know. That doesn't sound very pleasing. But I'm gonna say
homemade.
It doesn't sound straight. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't sound straight. I'm not gonna lie.
Definitely not.
It doesn't sound straight.
Are you coming or not?
I don't think I want to come. I don't know.
Not even on the cookie?
That's a bar and you don't even know it.
I'm gonna say, not even on the cookie?
That's a bar and you don't even know it.
Can you guys please decrypt this?
All right. So you never heard of ookie cookie or soggy biscuit? You never heard? All right, so basically what it is however many men are in the contest, it is an edible cookie or whatever kind of treat. And long story short, whoever finishes last has to eat the cookie.
His face.
Hold on, what?
I just want you to know it. This was not my idea.
The chat
over there. Them niggas are wild, and they have just been running with this for a month. So,
chat. Nah, that's crazy. So let me guess. You niggas are going.
I'm not going.
I'm not going, but I think because it's our community, we're like,
we're not obligated, in it, bro. Shut the fuck
up. We're obligated to be in it. I'm just saying.
I would go, but I gotta walk my fish.
I'm going only because I know I won't finish last.
Facts. I'm finishing first, so it wouldn't really matter. Yeah, I ain't gonna lie to you.
Hey, yo, Chris, hit us with those vocals real quick.
I don't got no water. Like, if I had water,
I thought he's dead gonna do it. I was like, oh shit.
No, out of water, everything you don't have, you don't have water.
This nigga, they said, why you too hype, bitch? I feel like I'm amped up.
Why you reading like that?
Do you not feel like you don't feel like your verse this year was better or that last year was better?
Good question.
Hold on, you're saying the first one?
Not the first one, but the one that like the past one that we just did.
What was memorable in that shit?
I feel like your flow was just better. I don't know.
Oh yeah, I do. Look, I ain't gonna lie. If you make a little keep it a buck freestyle, I might kill y'all niggas.
You know what I'm shit.
I'm fine.
17-7 49ers, but Chris gonna be the cookie.
How the fuck is the Rams losing like that, bro?
That's what you got from that?
You got bread on them?
No, I mean, I want to see OBJ in the
Super Bowl.
Yeah, oh, that's tough.
Well, look like you about to see George Kittle.
Yeah, you about to see Debo.
Is he still hurt? Is his knee still fucked up?
I fell asleep like right before the pod. I took a 20-minute nap. I have no idea.
And they said, who you got winning DPOY? But we'll get to the basketball conversation in a minute. All right, so since you're going to be stepping into streaming, since you're going to be stepping into content creation, whatever the case may be, that's the next step for you. But I don't think me and you have had this conversation in a minute. What do you think the next steps for AMP are, specifically since, like, you know, the OT deal is here? The Super Bowl vid. Okay. We'll just let it rock. Since there's a Super Bowl. Since there's a Super Bowl. Yeah, I heard that shit. I ain't gonna lie. But since there's a Super Bowl gig coming out, which is pretty big, what do you think is next for AMP, Chris?
Bro, I think we need diversity. That's why PSOs. I've been looking at you, and I think you have potential. I think
honesty.
I think you got it. I think we just got to.
Peter's right there.
Peter,
not
yo,
Peter is he's the second best Asian on YouTube. Peter's not Asian. You know this. You're number one.
Not Asian, bro. More white than Asian. But go ahead, Chris. Go ahead.
I think we just got to do like more creative shit. Just more creative shit. Honestly, like, once Phantom come back, once we just get the banger videos we want out the way, I think you know, the sky's the limit. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, this locking down this house again for another year would, you know, definitely help. That's probably the next step, you know, as it'll suck, you know, lose this, but. Nah.
Focusing on the now type shit.
Yeah.
Okay. My personal last question. What's stopping you from moving to Atlanta full time, bro?
I think
I thought you were talking to me. Not this one.
I think family. I ain't gonna cut.
Family. Too, oh shit. Too. That's a me crazy too, answer. Me oh too, shit.
crazy.
Damn,
and you know what? I actually have one more. Fuck, I have one more. And I probably I don't think you'll care if I say it. Guys, Chris's parents don't know what he
does.
I can't say. Chris, you act like they're gonna watch this.
Hey, Omar, they called you an op in the beginning for a reason. That's crazy.
I ain't gonna lie.
Dude,
damn, nigga, you went out my shit like that.
Chris.
What you, bro? Hey, what the fuck, boy?
What is the difference between me saying it on here versus the AMP videos?
Because niggas didn't have to know, nigga.
Shut up. Well, hey, now it's out. Can we keep going now? Can we keep going?
I spent my hour in the chat, bro.
I don't like this shit, yo.
Can we keep going?
You are fed.
Can we keep going? Can we keep going?
Fucking
can we keep going? Can we keep going?
That was kind of crazy. No bullshit.
Damn. Oh, my God.
So do you want to talk about it, yes or no?
I prefer not to. You know what I'm saying?
This nigga.
my mom, she knows what I do. Supports, fully support. But my brother, you don't need to be, you know, all up in my business, nigga. My black-owned business. Back the fuck up.
Black-owned?
Oh, my God. I hate this, nigga. All right, y'all, if y'all got something.
I was like, dang, I ran out of questions. That's my bigger one.
I always want to know, like, what's the purpose of them not knowing? Like,
Damn.
Oh, my God.
On the block of your ass.
Oh, my God. You pretty much said it.
Round two.
Said it, bro.
Fight.
Context clues, chat. Context clues at this point, like damn,
God, damn. Add a siren to your little side.
Omar, you want to fucking answer, bro? I just want to basically pop up and the nigga just see me on, you know, TV. whatever. Nigga,
Times Square.
I don't need to tell Nigerians shit. You know what I'm saying? I don't need to tell Nigerian parents shit. Okay.
That's fair.
He ain't lying.
Yeah.
Damn, nigga,
you feel like you going to the Super Bowl is going to not like, oh, that's not gonna be the thing that tells them.
Fuck it, let that be the thing to tell them. You get what I'm saying, Omar? That's what I'm saying. I don't need you to. I feel like you're working on my.
I'm surprised I haven't seen anything. Like a friend of them hasn't like heard from a friend or some shit. Like, yo, have you seen Chris on this shit? That hasn't happened.
Nah. Oh, wow. Well, like, I think, like, my aunts. Like, I swear it's everybody but him.
Clickus. What's good, my boy?
I ain't trying to say it because it's too much content. You
well,
know,
let me. Can I ask?
Oh, Marlamagne.
What are you going to say? What are you going to say when, like, when it actually does come up? Like,
It's my life.
You simply just going to tell them that's your life?
It's my life. Bro, it technically is, bro. None of this shit matters, bro. In 100 years, we're all gonna die, bro. I just wanna keep it that way where like literally I just blow up and you know, whatever. He sees me, whatever. Then we can have that talk. I always wanna be the nigga that like proves my parents wrong. So you know, that's why I want that to be the case. I don't need to come to you and show you the numbers or whatever. I just want to have it pop up in your face, prove to you type shit. So
I respect it.
I deal with shit like that all the time. I dig that for real.
I think that's one of the things that like a lot of people don't understand about being young and in YouTube and stuff like that, especially with having like older parents. Like they don't know what this is. And this is the same shit that they told us when we were kids to get the hell off of. They told us to get off the game. They told us to get off the internet, all that shit. So,
the thing is, bro, like they be like college, right? They be like college is, you know, college when you get that degree is, you know, you get a secure job and shit. Bro, none of this, all this shit is temp. Anything could just literally be gone in a second, bro. All this shit, bro. Everything. You having a degree, going to college, you could literally lose your job. Like, it's already been people that lost their job during the pandemic, bro. You don't need, I feel like you don't need school. You need it for certain shit, obviously. But I'm just saying, like when my parents be like, well, especially my dad, I just be like, bro, like, all this shit is temporary in the first place, bro. Everything you own is going to be gone, bro. Like everything. So it's like you can lose anything, gain anything, whatever, bro. So that's all I'm gonna have to, you know.
Are they still telling you to go to school? Like to this day?
Yeah. My dad be like, but it's been like 2 years, 3 years. You still out of school. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, what's the point of, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't know.
I feel like my parents are going to do that with me. Like two, three years down the line, they're going to be like, yo, so when you applying at Facebook? Like, what's still doing this YouTube shit? Like, I don't know.
Man, I kind of went from relating to the guests that come on here and say that to now I'm actually starting to get scared. You got to think this is really an entire generation across the world that just be telling people they're telling these kids that, hey, yo, even though the world changing, you should do shit how it was 40 years ago and still go get that desk job, get that degree that you don't want to do and work for people that you don't want to work for. Don't have your own business because it has a good chance of failing, even though it's not even the same world that you lived in 50 years ago. So it's just kind of crazy, bro.
But you know what? You know what changes it?
Is this shit loud? Can y'all hear this?
I mean, we can hear it. It's not hear it,
but yeah, it's not. You straight.
Is Devo finna go up there?
Devo was literally just outside the house. Like, he just tapped on a glass window, and I don't know. That's scary. Well, imagine I was the stream and some random nigga just like outside my window enjoying whatever.
But I feel like at the end of the day, our generation is going to be the one to change that shit. Like, us telling our kids, people that are a little bit like, you know, 5 to maybe 8 years older than us, how they teach their kids about the world, where it's like, that school shit, yeah, if you're trying to be a doctor, you're trying to be a lawyer, go to school. But you don't have to go to school to be successful in life. That kind of generational curse is going to be broken through us. It'll really take us teaching our kids, hey, look, man, you want to go to school, cool. But take that gap year or two to find yourself, do something creative, chase that passion instead of trying to chase that fucking depression and that debt. Chase that passion, chase that dream, and see what you can make out of it.
Yeah.
What's it called? So you feel like, and this is really to everybody, do you think, because I think I have the answer for my mom, because my mom still asks, like, what is my brother doing with school and everything like that to this day? And it's like, I mean, no dick suck. He's legend of winning. So do you think that there's any point in which your parents will stop hating? I guess is the only way to say, or they'll understand, like, is there a monetary number? Because I ain't going to lie to you. I asked my mom, I said, is there a number that, you know, number that he could say that would make you be like, oh, okay, it's fine. She straight up said no. She said no.
Yeah, I was going to say, get me out the way quick because mine is easy. My mom, she don't see insurance benefits out of it. She don't see 401ks. Like, she does insurance. So, like, she's always 3, 4, 5 steps ahead of whatever job you got. She says she don't see none of that shit with Google or YouTube. So she, like, probably never will 100% rock with it, but she'll support whatever I do.
So, that's exactly what
it's
my
like
mom
a back
says.
it's like a backhand type shit, and like I'll never say my mother doesn't support me because that'd be a slap in the face to her, but I know deep down she don't want me doing this shit. So
that's what my parents say too. They bring up if I worked at, like, you know, a software engineering company that have benefits, insurance, you know, stuff like that, like packages and stuff like that, that you just can't get from being an entrepreneur, essentially. Like, you'd have to pay it out of pocket. But
I'm saying, if you're financially stable and you're making all this money, why the fuck does your doctor bill, your dentist bill, why does that matter if you're successful? That would be that's why I'm like, my parents are different. My mom, my dad, ever since I was getting out of high school, they supported me doing whatever the fuck I wanted to do. They told me I didn't have to go to school. They told me whatever I want to do, just put my best foot forward. As long as I'm working my ass off, you can do it. So I was lucky with that. It was just me being lazy, being a procrastinator, that took so long for me to actually do something with it. But I just can't see how people would be like, yo, I just don't get the whole argument of the insurance benefits. At the end of the day, you making 6 figures. I don't know what fucking dentist bill you can't pay. You making 6 figures. If you go to the eye doctor, you're not about to be struggling over that fucking them glasses they asking you to buy. Like, I don't get it.
Well, let me explain what my mom's ideology is, and this is how I know I'm her son, because even off pod, y'all already know, especially B-Souls, you know, my favorite word whenever we talk about sponsorship or anything, guaranteed. I don't care about no potential. And again, we had to talk with another brand, I won't say, but nah, I'm all about guarantee, and she's just like that when it comes to those things. So hypothetically, this YouTube shit could die off, different platform, like hell, we bid Twitch all the time on here.
Yeah, I think Twitch gonna be out. Years, 2 to 3 years, that shit gonna be out.
Yeah, so we be bidding Twitch. We be telling people stream on YouTube already, which is already kind of crazy now, right? So her thing is 5-10 years, either A, you gonna be a 30-year-old man doing this shit, I don't know, or B, that shit might not even be relevant no more. So her thing is, nah, get that job that guarantees you will have health insurance. Get that job that guarantees this, that. I will never say she doesn't have any common sense as to why she wants me to do it, but I just don't agree with it because I don't believe in working for somebody or doing something that you don't want to do. So
real quick, click just said
And Chrissy, if you don't know Click Is, Click does basketball. He's basketball YouTube.
Click Is.
But he just said he had to drop 2,000 on wisdom teeth. Damn. Which is
nigga,
crazy.
That ain't hurting your pockets. Like nigga,
yeah, I'm about to say your pockets do it. I'm not pocket watching. I'm not pocket watching gangy, but you straight boy.
Also, couldn't you get your own insurance though? Like you can pay insurance.
Individual, getting insurance as an individual, because I had to call my insurance company, and I'm gonna make this quick. I had to call them maybe 3 days ago to ask about this special insert that I gotta get for my shoes. Aetna right now said on the phone, we are not selling individual insurance policies to, like, if you called up there and was like an entrepreneur, they are not selling individual insurance policies. And from what I know from selling glasses at Lens Crafters, individual insurance policies don't cover even half of what like company backed insurance policies do.
Yeah, that's just
so with that, that with that being said, yeah, I know it's a scam. That's how crazy that's America is.
Jesus Christ.
It's true, with that being said, Chris, do you feel like there's any number that you could tell your parents or any, if there's something that you could tell them that would make them be like, oh, okay, all right, we down?
Well, for my mom, she would support me no matter what, you know what I'm saying?
Yo, that squeaky ass.
Yeah, I'm about to say, it sounds like a bird from the motherfucker.
For that, I'm sorry, this nigga.
Keep me pressing.
But yeah, for my mom, she support me no matter what. For my dad, it'd probably be, I don't know. I feel like it could be any number. He'd still be talking about go to school. That's me though. Like, bro.
Do you think it's a time thing? It might. I've had that conversation too. Maybe it's a time thing. Like if I dead ass approve to my parents, I've been doing this shit for 5 years straight.
Niggas giving me a massage.
Nah, no cap.
I think what my mom, what my mom said, because mind you, we've had this conversation a lot. We've had this conversation as a family a lot. She was like, you know, I've seen people my age, and she's like 60 now. I've seen people my age go from like their peaks at 58, 59, and then fall off a cliff at 60. So at least from her, truly like, If there's a plan B and there's a solid plan B, she'll be fine. But to be quite honest with you, the answer is no. Like, at least for my mom, there is no like, okay, after 10 years, it'll be fine.
Yeah, truthfully, I'd say it come down to you paying your parents' bills and shit. Maybe. Like, once you start officially, yeah, like, you
yo, get them a crib.
I just bought your house, just bought your car. Like, once you fully take care of them, and that's my dream, truthfully. But, what, like, maybe. That'd be it. I don't think a number will ever verify it.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. At the end of the day, for anybody dealing with the situation of you just don't see a world where your parents just respect what you do if it's not what they want, nigga, do what you do. Like Chris said, nigga, it's your life. Ball the fuck out, and eventually it's going to get to a point to where your parents is going to need help. And it's one thing if your parents know you got and they come to you. It's another thing when they don't think they have an option and you come in that bitch and say they fucking ass. At that point, it's like, well, damn. It don't matter if you've been doing it for 5 years or 10 years. If they find themselves in a bind, whether it's financial, whether it's whatever, and you come in there as a kid that they don't approve of what you do and you fix it like that without even fucking sweating, without breaking a sweat, nonchalant. Nigga, that's all the proof they need. As long as you're taking care of them, as long as you're happy, fuck the validation, nigga. As long as you feel validated, keep it pushing.
That's true. That's true. Because even when I started, my parents were like very wary. They dead ass thought YouTube was like a virus. Like it was that bad with them. So they were worried with me at first. They're like, I don't know. This looks shady. Then as time passed by, I kept on doing it, and I started paying my own bills. Started giving them some really good gifts. You know what I'm saying? And now I'm at a point where, like, yo, I can dead ass show you numbers. I can do this full time comparable to what I'd get at an entry level job with the degree I just got. You're just like, all right, bro, you've proven to us that you can do this pretty consistently. You know what the fuck you're doing. Just be wary. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's your life. They respected the fact that, you know, it's my decision at the end of the day. So, I think time heals in that aspect, too.
Chris, who is the biggest out of A&P?
Okay.
Kai,
you were quick. What the fuck?
Oh, so you now mind you, yeah, I've seen everybody in shorts. I wouldn't say Kai. I would personally say it's
you. Oh my god, he's talking about Prince.
But I thought
you I did not think he was talking about Prince. I did not.
You didn't think he was talking about Prince.
According to Tiana Trump, hey, man.
Oh, shit.
Hey, Kylie's doing just fine.
Nah, man, I seen Kristen Schwartz. No cap.
Yo, that's the only Kylie compliment. I don't give a fuck, bro. Holy shit.
So, Omar, who do you think is the biggest out of AMB?
It's Chris. I'm BSLC. Oh, okay. Yeah.
So, bro, why did you wait. Hold on. Let's talk about this. Because Omar liked to do this during the Q&As. You didn't even want Chris's answer. You just wanted to compliment his fucking print. That's all you wanted to
do. Low key.
You just want to compliment his
This is the Chris has a big penis segment for you.
Dead ass talking about careers, and that was what's on your mind,
bro. Let's talk about.
On a serious note, for real.
We asked Agent this. We're not gonna tell you his answer before you answer. If you had to add one extra member to AMP, what would it take and who would it be?
Gideon.
Oh wow.
Damn, another name,
yeah,
right?
Man,
there.
Fuck Pokemon, yeah.
Oh, hello.
Why Gideon?
Because he's fearless. He's black. So I'm kidding. He's fearless. He just, like, I feel like he'll do anything for content, and he's creative as fuck. So, you know what I'm saying? I think him for sure. But what was Agent answer? I'm very curious now.
He said nobody.
He said nothing to nobody.
Nah, but I'm not gonna say that. Like, if there was somebody to add, I would add. Like, I get AMP is perfect. I ain't gonna lie. Like, everybody has a different, like, type of, like, personality. But I think if there was ever, like, if it's like, oh shit, like, it's the last thing we have to do. Like, it's not even that important. But, like, if it's the last thing we have to do, like, I feel like he would be a member that would really add value to AMP. So,
but you do think it's like a last resort thing?
That's a last resort because I feel like AMP is perfect how it is. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Obviously with Phantom there, but it's definitely, you know, he definitely, yeah.
No dick suck. I'm gonna be the first one to say it. I actually miss Phantom. So
no bullshit, everybody.
Oh yeah,
is he straight?
Who? Nah, he like men. Yeah, he's straight. He said he's straight. Chris, stop.
Jesus.
My swear to God, last question. If anybody has anything, if not, what we'll throw it to Q&A because this nigga actually does have to edit a video.
Why did somebody in the chat say Chris speak English? What the fuck am I speaking then?
Oh shit. Oh yeah, feel free to press chat. Go crazy.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what is Brian talking about right now, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, oh,
like
I thought you were about to say something else.
What you thought I was gonna say?
Nothing, dog.
I thought you gonna come at me.
Oh, shit.
Listen, I thought he was about to come at B-Soul. Like, what the fuck does B-Soul speak?
Oh, that's a hey, Dom, we right here, fool. I was like,
it was the way he said he was, man. Like, what's
stop
the
fuck?
This nigga said, yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and cancel real quick.
What the fuck did this nigga Brian? I'm like, oh, God.
What the fuck do he be speaking then? What do you think he says off air? The fuck? Since I can't speak English, what you think he says?
Oh, yo, nigga said stop Asian hate and just kick the Asian hate up 10 times.
I got so scared. Stop Asian hate TikTok aging poorly on this podcast.
Oh, shit. Oh,
man. Yo, he's talking about this guy, bro. Oh, my God. Yeah, not RJ. Yeah. Oh, my God.
So, that's RJ. Yeah, shit.
It is RJ.
It's a two-parter, really. If you had to go back and do AMP all over again, like just from the beginning, what would you change, if anything?
Definitely stretch before I step on the football field.
I probably
that is my ATL, but secondly, probably just take advantage of what's in front of me. I definitely have, you know, the most creative niggas around me, and I should have definitely took that and like applied it to myself. So I definitely should have been doing my own content a year ago or whatever. because it's just I ain't want to be stuck in a box. That was pretty much I ain't want to be stuck in a box. But I think that's the worst. Like blowing up and then you gotta keep doing that shit. It's just not gonna last. No, just like Melvin Gregg, he got interviewed and he was like if you're in a movie, like as an actor, you can eat forever. You know what I'm saying? You could live forever because that movie blows up. You, it's merchandise, all this other shit, everything like that. If they want to make a sequel, that's more money. You know, you continuously making money. But when it comes to social media, it's just like you could literally fall off tomorrow. Cause niggas will forget about you tomorrow. So like, I just don't want to be a nigga that's like forgetful, if that makes sense. But it's hard. You can get 10 million views.
You forget
tomorrow next week a new nigga just dropped some shit and it got 15 mil and now he the hottest thing on the tube, bro. No, that's crazy. No, I'm never gonna say that sentence ever again.
On the YT.
That's crazy.
I got a question. Listen, Chris, hypothetically speaking, this is all hypothetical.
Is this another job application?
No, it's not. Jesus Christ, people, have respect for me. Come on. Hypothetically, someone hits you up. They like, hey, yo, man, put together a 5-on-5 team for hoop. Obviously, you're not playing. You coach.
Oh, shit.
So what team are you going to put together to represent A&P? Let's just say for shits and giggles, it's Let's Keep It a Buck challenges y'all. What team would you put together?
So 4v4. It'd be 4v4.
No. We can pull up somebody.
Yeah, like 5v5.
Who? Yeah. What five would you from A&P? What five would you put together to represent A&P if a nigga challenged y'all?
And then they don't have to tech me. Like they could be associated.
You could do affiliate.
Yeah, it could be
affiliate. Yeah. They don't have to be the core. They don't have to be the core. Yeah.
Because that's Omar doesn't count, by the way.
Let's see. Point guard. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I give it to Davis.
Okay. Oh God, y'all are losing. That's
crazy. Wow. No. Davis. I don't know. Davis is just he's a fucking wild card.
Yeah, he's so streaky.
Like nigga really could come out and just be dropping 15 straight. Or he a lit when he has a bag, when he's off. Like he's terrible. Like it's no like in between, it's either ass or good as fuck.
Oh, so he's Westbrook. Okay.
Oh, fuck.
Okay. I'm not gonna.
Oh, shit.
You know what I'm saying? So, stop playing with but if I was, you know, if I was healthy, you know, too, you know,
okay.
I put John at the three.
Mm-hmm.
Ford, I had to put Duke.
Mm-hmm.
And then for the fifth, bro. Damn, we don't got no. All right, exchange. I gotta put Duke at center, and then I gotta put Agent at four. I'm gonna let Agent be in the thing. But
okay. Chat. Remember when y'all asked, hey, if y'all had to play anybody, would y'all be worried? That's why we not worried. That's why we not worried, chat. I'm only worried about Chris, and he got Derrick Rose knees. I'm worried about Duke, but hey, bro, Duke is gonna be Duke.
As long as none of y'all pussy, I'm being dead ass. I'm gonna say as long as nobody on this pod is pussy for Duke, we should be straight. But if y'all pussy,
I'm at center, so I'm not pussy.
As long as Duke don't get the ball and niggas is all shaky and shit, we're straight, bro.
Even current Chris is giving you a bucket.
Oh shit!
This nigga has no lateral move.
I'm about to say,
all bro, stop it, bro.
I say we playing full court.
That's cap, bro.
Literally, you couldn't participate in videos because you didn't have lateral move.
Oh, you just a hater, nigga.
That is crazy. See, we just playing.
Look, on a serious note to close it out, because I know you probably got like 15 minutes left. You we have this conversation all the time. And I want it to be heard from you, like how you feel about how videos should go, because I don't think people really understand the behind the scenes part.
Oh, bro, me getting the blame for missing Mondays all the time is not.
Oh shit!
Because
I think
I think we're, me and you are like a lot of behind the scenes shit. So we know what goes on, but let them know what the hell goes on.
What the hell goes on?
Behind the scenes, think of what the Monday shits, like you getting blamed for Monday shits.
Bro, our videos have literally became more difficult, bro. So it's like Omar has to do the impossible in two to three days for one. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes we have to work off people's schedule as well. So it's like, you know, like for the what video, the sumo shit, we couldn't do it one day. So we had to do it like 2 days later or some shit. So it's like all, it's all types of shit. So shit be like, we be having shoots on like Sunday and shit. So we got to go to like, you know what I'm saying? We video don't come out for another week because we got to film. We got to film again. You know what I'm saying? Like, we always behind. I ain't gonna lie. That's the problem. But it's hard to, like, people want better videos when you have over a million, bro. It's not, it's, you can't really do the simple videos no more. That shit sucks. So it's like.
But you would, you wouldn't want to, you wouldn't want to do the simple videos anyway, though, right?
I wouldn't, though. Because I, to be fair, I like challenges. So, like, if, like, I hate challenges in the moment. But when I, like, the after thing, like you're like, oh shit, that was pretty cool. I got through that. Like that's fire shit. So it's like, yeah, I wouldn't want the simple videos. So I ain't gonna cap.
I think that that's what if I remember correctly, we filmed the sumo video on a Saturday. We filmed that video on Saturday. We finalized the agreement for the sumo to come out Thursday night at like 1 o'clock in the morning, East Coast time. The sumo people are on the West Coast, so that's like 10 o'clock or something like that, whatever it is.
Yeah,
they flew out the next day in the afternoon, like landed in Atlanta in the afternoon or whatever. We filmed that video Saturday night, and finished filming at like 9 o'clock at night. Upload the clips, and then the first process starts.
And the clips not, it take forever to upload.
Oh, yeah. I think people, I asked somebody in the Discord how many files it is, like how many gigabytes the files is, because they thought it was, oh, I asked one of the dudes that edits my videos. He was like, dang, Omar, this video is like 15 to 20 gigabytes. How many gigabytes are the AMP files, Chris?
But I ain't gonna, like, combined, probably like, like 200. Like, but I'm not, because it's a lot of, it's like a lot of like 20 gig clips
that recording 4K,
and it's from different camera angles, so it's like it's a lot of fucking work, bro.
Damn.
I ain't gonna lie, being an editor, you can't really, I mean, you can, bro, like you can have like a regular like social shit, but it's like you gotta do it day by day. Like, if they want to hit like me hitting Mondays consistently, I would have to do it day by day, like just editing and editing, because it's like you can't take a day off, because if you take a day off, it's just whatever, it's just, I don't know.
So we had the clips uploaded probably at like 1 o'clock in the morning that morning with the file, and the file was still missing as well. Somebody still from there has to cut it up, and then Chris can go about editing and adding graphics and stuff like that. And mind you, like he said, that's 200 plus gigabytes. And honestly, that's like with three cameras. We've done shoots with like the restaurant shoots, like any of the restaurant videos have had like five plus cameras. So think about that shit with like audio files and all that stuff, trying to get that out on the Monday to follow the next day. I don't think people understand that. Chris does do some work now. I ain't gonna lie to y'all boys.
How much do you think being in the videos have helped you, like, in the editing process? Do you think you could still produce the same videos without, if you technically like weren't in the shoots, or do you think it's helped out like crazy?
I mean it helps me. I feel like I was always creative, so I feel like I was always going to be able to do that shit. But just having that, like, I don't know, having videos that's like difficult to do, it makes me think out the box even more. It's just like, you know, whatever. So that's just all it is. I think it also helped me in my like personal life. Like, I feel like I'm way more like confident around like everybody type shit. So like, I don't know, it helped a lot.
I feel like Oh shit! I thought you were finished. I was just gonna say, I feel like it probably helps you tell your story that way. I feel like if you got it first person versus having to review the film and then go back and essentially try to make the edits and tell the story that way. But if you're there, you already know how you felt, so you
did. I bet. So it definitely helped.
But. Oh, by the way, two things. One, Rams just ice shit. That's why I was making that face. Yeah, they just ice shit. And two, someone pulled up. Said that Moco is better than PG. How you feel about that? Montgomery County is better than PG County. Some motherfucker pulled up and said that. What you think about that? Because I know you're from the area. What do you think about that shit?
You said Montgomery? You from
Montgomery? Yeah, Montgomery County. He said someone pulled up and said Montgomery County is better than PG County.
Boy, that is motherfucker.
Yeah, I say fuck though. All right, bet. Y'all don't get it. Shut up.
PG, really? Nah.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about Paul George.
My fault, bro.
Niggas talk about Paul George, too. I think
Paul George. Oh, man.
I thought he was too.
Man, I know about PG County. I've been out in the PG County, nigga. I'm nationwide, nigga.
You don't know nothing. I will say, having Chris on set is much different than the editorial role, because we don't have to. Then, even though we do it sometimes, like, oh, I wish we would have captured it like this, it's much easier in the moment to look at Chris to be like, and we do it quite often on the shoots. All right, Chris, we can go this way, we can go this way. Which way do you want to go? Right, because if we don't do that, Chris is gonna come back later and say, oh, this shit is ass, bro. This shit is ass.
I ain't gonna lie, I have no motivation to edit like some bullshit that we do. I ain't gonna lie.
Damn.
But no, if the video is like literally good, like I know, like you can know when a video is like excellent, and then sometimes you can know when it's just mid and you could just bring it up to a better video. But like, I don't know. It's just, it's a lot to figure out when it's like, you gotta work hella hard when it's like all that shit. Like when it's ass, you just gotta work even harder, and that shit is worse. Like,
all right, so hypothetically, and if you can't say, but if was there ever a video that was recorded that you alone, everybody else thought was fire, and you're watching it, you're editing, and you're like, nah, this shit suck. And you, has there ever been a point where you basically are trying to single handedly say, nah, bro, we really shouldn't do this, and you're trying to upbring it in the best you can, and you're just like, nah, this shit kind of trash. And what would they
first
do?
Year, the first year, like, mm-hmm. some videos were packed up because I like.
Oh, you and they really? Just respected that, and they
you
just
remember,
said,
"You remember Omar?
What video?
Videos that wasn't uploaded. I mean, but it was reasons, but no. Nah, so it was more like two videos that we packed.
It was one video that we did like all the way through, and then Chris was just like as he was editing, he was like, man. If I put this shit together, bro, it's just not gonna happen. Like, this is finna be ass. I'm trying to think of one where you were dead ass just fighting through it.
Yeah, I'm on one where he was like geeking, like, fuck no, this shit suck. If it never happened, it never happened.
No, it definitely happened. Oh, I think Dodgeball was definitely Extreme Dodgeball.
We still put it out, though.
We still put it. No, but he's saying like the whole time you were just like, Extreme Dodgeball is definitely one. I think you were the same way with All Star Weekend. And then Bounty Hunter, you were really Bounty Hunter and Impractical Jokers IRL.
Nah, Impractical Jokers wasn't bad. No,
nah, you was mad because we didn't film enough though.
Oh, yeah.
You was mad because we didn't film enough. And I vividly remember you were like, because that was the day when it was like, I think it was hot. Our niggas was hungry when they came to Georgia State's campus. And then we decided.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And you were like, bro, this is just. I can't even. This shit is ass. I can't. What's one video you wish you could have had back though? Like, if we could redo it, what's one video you wish you could
have? NFL Street. My fucking knees.
It is the worst question. That is, yeah.
Oh my god,
Chris. What's one video that we actually put out? Or actually, you know, what's one video even that we didn't put out outside of your knee, the ACL tearing
outside of your knee,
and that's like the padded football shit. All that shit.
Probably mixtape video. I wish we did like a better video of that, because I like music. I ain't gonna lie.
So, that was the one with the three duos that did the song.
Yeah,
oh yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if you remember. It's the way I felt. Nigga, we spent 10 hours in the studio that day.
Damn.
We spent 10 hours in the studio that day. And then I know y'all went off after that and literally spent maybe like 2 hours doing music videos after that.
Yeah.
So that was legitimately a straight 12-hour shoot for that video.
Mm-hmm. Damn. What the fuck? 12 hours of this shit.
12 hours of that shit.
That's commitment, though.
Do your name.
Yeah, bring some folks up. We got a couple questions from audience members, Chris, and then we'll...
You're the MVP members, you know what I'm saying? Exclusive access to it firsthand.
Yes, sir.
This is Mr. Ookie Cookie, by the way.
Okay, wait, do not call me Mr. Ookie Cookie. Don't do that.
You deserve the name. If you super chat that every day, I think you deserve the name.
Hey, I am consistent, okay? I am very consistent.
You're consistently Mr. Ookie Cookie. What's your question, bro?
No. I really ain't got a fucking question. I ain't gonna lie to you. Fuck Jimmy G. That's all I gotta say real quick. And, no. Hey, yo, Damo, can we get Hannah in the fucking Discord?
Why?
I don't know, man. We need more women.
No, we don't. We got enough women scamming you niggas as it is, bro.
Wait.
I was shocked we didn't talk about that.
Get this nigga out of here. Get this nigga out of here.
Oh shit! Yeah, maybe.
Peter Parker.
Hey, yo. That's good. Yeah, man, yo, I'm gonna continue that fuck Jimmy G shit. We need a Trey Lance, and shout out Joe Shiesty. Chris, I want to say the way you hop on any beat effortlessly and just find that fucking flow, that should be crazy. I ain't even on no dick suck.
That nigga is touching your Adam's apple right now.
Hey, Omar be doing it without the beat. That shit's impressive too.
Omar, where's Omar rapped?
I freestyled on him.
Hey Dom.
But I just wanted to ask, Chris, what do you enjoy more, being behind the camera editing or being in front of the camera, like actually being involved in the videos?
Probably the videos. Because, I mean, I like both, obviously, but, like, it's fun being on camera. At first, I didn't think I was going to like it, because I thought I was going to be, like, scared and shit. But, you know, I feel like I came into my own, so that shit pretty cool. But, yeah, I think being on camera with them is fire. I ain't going to lie. Being on camera, AMP is fire. It's fun. So...
Side note, if you ever have a mentoring class for your editor, man, I'm a pretty dog shit editor.
Not that good.
Man, are you fast?
Not that good?
Are you fat? Yeah, first of all, bullshit. Bullshit. I ain't gonna suck you did, but bullshit. But second, but how you edit these 5, 10, 12-hour videos pretty fast enough.
These are not 5, 10, 12 hours.
Oh, like 3 days worth of footage? How long?
It's a lot of footage. It's dead as a lot of footage.
Jesus. Nigga, I think... Like he said, each Sony A7 III or whatever, like it probably has like a 35, 40 minute record limit. We'd probably go through three of those like record limits in one camera per shoot, but we do that with like four cameras. Yeah. So I'm talking like hours.
It's a different beast, Sage. I ain't gonna lie. We're used to the sit down,
yeah,
just one camera, record for hours type shit. Got the audio, sync it up, boom, 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 boom. They got angles upon angles. It's a lot of choices to even just choosing which camera to choose at what moment. That alone is
that
sounds
that just, oh my god, bro. Well, yeah, you ever got a mentoring class, bro?
You should do something. I don't think you realize, like, trying to find other people like that can edit competently is dead ass an impossible task. I'm not even gonna lie to you.
Talk to them,
like,
I cannot find an editor for
shit. If there's any way that you could teach or make videos about that, like, deadass, you would make billions of dollars, bro. Billions of dollars.
Especially because you would be able to relate to people. You'd be able to, like, explain shit better than most other people do, and it wouldn't feel like a old, crazy, lame tut. It'd actually feel like you...
I don't know. I think it's too late for that, though.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't say if your own content pursue that, because you'd be into tutorial guy. You'd make a lot of money, but I don't think it's what you want.
It'll be down the line, though.
Yeah.
I came to ask my normal question. Chris, fuck, marry, kill the Let's Keep It a Buck pod members.
Fuck. I got to do it, guys.
No, you don't. What the hell's happening?
You got to do it. I'm literally kidding.
He's one night standing us.
Oh, my. Sorry, I'm kidding. I'm not doing it.
You know, you...
Well, if you want to fuck Omar. All right, let me hear your answer.
I'm fucking Omar.
That's okay. Crazy.
Yo, they always go to Omar.
Hey, I'm marrying Damo because Damo's a good black man.
I'm a wife material, nigga. Yeah.
Sage, you gotta go.
Thank you. Good. Appreciate that. Thank you.
I'm just here.
Good shit. So I ain't gonna lie to you. You and Omar can flip me.
What?
Hey,
oh, whoa. All right. Just one or two more questions. We gotta get Kristen out of here.
Let's get a new guy in here.
Man, Pesos, I'm marrying that nigga.
Why are you not me? I don't understand why you're not doing me. It.
Because you're fucking fed, Omar. You're fucking fed. You're fed. You snitch.
Why do you want to be married?
You snitch. You know what's crazy?
I'm dead. I'm dead. Gonna hear about this like for a week. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Nah. Oh shit! I didn't even know you guys would put me on. Yeah,
what's good,
I just came in like 10 minutes ago to watch. I wanted to ask, what did y'all think about the Bengals and Chiefs game?
I didn't.
Joe Shiesty, man. Joe Shiesty and a Jamar that can't be chased.
Man, all right. So look. We gonna have to talk about how Joe got a little, like, he got a little beneficiaries in these two games, man. Tannehill and Mahomes playing like some dog shit. Really? Like, Mahomes only having 3 points and a half. That shit is crazy, bro. But both O-lines sucked. I mean, all credits to the boy. He going against the Rams, so he's going to get hit more. But let's see what happens. Shit. This was a great game, 100%.
I was watching the game, and my football teammates, they were texting me. It was like, Mahomes is trash right now. And I was like, I honestly could give a shit. I wanted the game to be interesting. It got interesting in the end, and then that was it. Because they went into overtime, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You threw a pick in overtime.
Honestly, it was a good game. And I just can't wait till Super Bowl to see it. Because that's when I'm actually going to sit down and watch it. And that's it. I hope you guys stay healthy. Honestly, Omar, they talking trash on y'all.
In the chat?
No, actually, I did see someone in the chat talking trash to Omar, saying shit about you. I didn't know what. I couldn't give a shit.
They're on my dick literally every single day. But thank you, Tyler.
Appreciate your time. Gang-y.
Listen, before Chris goes, I want to read these. Hey, Dom, why are none of y'all talking about Miami Heat and Omar keep that booty tight?
Fuck the Heat. That's why.
Don't know why y'all pay money to say things like this. Chris versus Larry next pod. Talking about meat sizes.
Jesus
Christ. I nodded my head before you said it. I didn't even know what I was when you said Chris versus Larry next podcast. I was just like this, and then you said meat size, and I had to retract.
Who is this? Who is Riley?
Trying to give MK money is hard.
That's tough.
Gordo says, let's address the elephant in the room. Dama, what's your beef with why Wynette?
Why Wynette?
And until Wordy pays $50, I feel like we shouldn't even
address his question.
Fuck.
No, let's address the real elephant in the room. When are you going to pay Sean? That's the real elephant.
That's the elephant in the room. I think that was the... Oh, wait. Sean says, we're deucing my cash app. Christopher, you said an hour, my boy.
No, I'm. I wish I was here longer, but I want to drop this video. I'm almost done though.
Nigga, I know you're not, and two, I know you're about to go up there and see what Kai is doing for about 30 to 45.
You're a fucking smart guy, Omar. I just want to say that because that is exactly what I was going to do, but I just didn't want to. You know, I just wanted to seem very responsible and shit.
Just know about what actually. We do got to talk tomorrow though, for real, about some other shit. We do got to talk tomorrow, so we'll talk tomorrow. Chris, thank you for being on, my brother.
Thank you for your time, bro.
Thanks.
Yeah, hope you have fun.
You know what I'm saying.
I'll kick you out.
Same. I thought I had to leave. All right,
boy.
Kick me out then, nigga.
Kick me out then, nigga. Nah, W Mans for sure, for sure.
Oh damn, nigga, why are you blaming that?
You ruined the bitch.
Close the window.
You ruined the bitch.
Close the window, nigga. You. Bro, like,
Chris, close the window, bro.
That motherfucker sold your bitch crazy. Hey, nah, that's some funny shit.
Y'all want to take some more Q&A or do y'all want to talk some football?
She don't matter to me. I'm chilling.
I ain't gonna lie to you. I ain't watched none of the football games, so
take some more Q&A.
I'm about to say, I don't feel like rapping about the game over and over again.
What's pop? First of all, I don't know
how cold is it. How cold is it, bro?
Bro, yo, don't ask no questions. Don't ask no questions. Don't you feel me? Don't ask no questions. But Pete, I don't know why niggas keep saying fuck Omar. Like, it's fucking, you gotta fuck Sage first, marry Damo, then kill Omar. You feel me? All right, that's the first part, right? Nah, I got a question. You feel me? Yo, why y'all looking like that? Suck my dick. Y'all see me. Come on.
Ask the question.
You can't bro. Talk about how you want to fuck us and then the say fuck? Suck my dick, gangy. That's not how that work, bro.
Stage, I will flip you and put, never mind. You got
smack
you
got
what?
This, stop playing with
me. What? Stop
you do it. It's all fun and games. I'll grab you by your do-rag. And I will really
bro,
smack the fuck out of
the question. Oh, my God.
I will grab you by your do-rag and hit you from the back. Stop choking me, little bro. Thank you. Anyways.
You're too gay, bro. You're too gay, bro.
I ain't got nothing for it.
You got.
Yo, ahead, I want to run the 30 with Sage so bad.
Holy like, hell.
What's your question?
Bro, stop, bro. Talk, bro. What the fuck?
Yo, shut the fuck up, Sage. Anyway,
nigga, ask the question.
I'm about to say, all right, nigga, now this bug too. You're going crazy, bro. Go ahead and talk, bro.
I was going to ask, what's your NBA comparisons? Like, you feel me? Like, y'all saying y'all gonna watch every nigga in the YouTube community, so I'm trying to ask, like what's y'all comparisons of NBA players?
Where's Dio? Easy.
No bullshit. And it's sad that it's true. Russ like fuck. I'm dead ass running up and down the court 24/7. I'm trying. The only thing is I'm going to the basket every time. I'm not gonna shoot no bullshit I can make. But going to the basket, except I play defense too, but I would say I will turn the ball over. No bullshit. I just will. I will try to do some flashy ass shit for no fucking reason to turn the ball over. I'm not even gonna cap. Sport, fair warning if we ever do play somebody, y'all. Sorry.
LeBron and Steph Curry.
Get the fuck out of here.
All right.
This nigga's okay, talking. This nigga's dead talking.
Damo?
Yeah, I'm gonna say easy. Zach Randolph with a 3-ball.
Talk to me nice, big boy. I like
Z-Bo.
That.
You don't lock up like Z-Bo.
Okay. I'm playing. We're going to get you out of here because you're too zesty tonight. I don't know what's going on.
Dom, I swear to God, if we ever do this shit, bro, you better be
I can't have a bad game.
Room,
I'm not going to lie to you.
I swear, bro, you better. Because you be talking nuts, bro. I be chilling. I have to. But you listen, be talking crazy, bro.
I have to talk nuts because if I don't and I just go out there, it's not going to be serious. So I have hype it up to – I'm like Conor McGregor. I got to hype it up. So the moment I do actually step on court on camera, I'm breaking the internet, whether it's a good thing or a bad thing. The internet will be broken.
True. Yeah, if you some shit, that shit will blow up. Like,
I'm the next flight. Like,
yeah. Hey. What's good, gang?
Yo.
Snipes, hold on. Snipes, hold on. We have to acknowledge this.
And then you wonder why you got – you know what?
Hey, Mo, y'all crazy, bro. All
right, Snipes, go ahead.
All right, with Joe Burrow and the Rams facing off in the Super Bowl, where do you think A-Rod is going?
A-Rod, I don't fucking know. You know what's crazy? Actually, I won't. I'm only lazily answer your question because it looking like he might stay in Green Bay. Dead ass. Why go to the AFC? Why? You about the Steelers are a candidate, but and as a Steelers fan, you about to walk in that division right now with Lamar and Joe Shiesty in the fucking bowl. You about to go walk into the Raiders with Justin Herbert and Pat Mahomes and hell, even Derek Carr. It makes no sense, bro.
Is AFC a tough conference? Is it like the tougher conference?
So it usually is. It usually was like the backwards of basketball. It's usually the NFC is the West and the AFC is the East in the sense of the AFC usually got like two or three really good teams and everybody else some shit. And the NFC is just like deep as fuck. Like even teams not even in the playoffs are better. But nowadays, fuck no. Like if we want to talk about it, let's talk about it. The AFC, I think, kind of shits on the NFC at this point. It made no sense for him to go over there now. So I think he probably stay in Green Bay low key. But I would want him, of course. I have no quarterback.
That's true. A lot of Broncos fans, like myself, have been saying he's going to come to us, which I don't see because the AFC West is they're very, very, very hard with the Chargers, Chiefs, and Raiders. And I just don't – I think Aaron wants to win, and he's, like, nearing the end of his career, so I don't think he's going to come to us.
Yeah.
Snipes got a face like my auntie. Snipes, we love you, buddy.
Dick suck.
I wouldn't say he look like an auntie. I wouldn't say that's cap. I'm going to defend you, my boy.
No, he dead ass. I swear to you, he dead ass has a face like my aunt.
Shit. Oh, hold on. Profile pic. Watch out, yeah.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yo.
Oh, yo, what up? How we doing?
I'm doing great.
Oh, that's what's up. That's what's up. Let me go ahead and get up for Omar.
What are you doing? What's the question, bro?
All right. Well, I just thought it started off kind of like proud and stuff.
The fat Bezos ain't doing his better.
Hey, well, gee, I apologize. All right. So, you think the Bulls are an actual contender to be in the finals?
No.
Not really, really? But I'm higher on them than everybody else here. I think
injuries always happen.
I think they can make the ECF if they match up with the Nets.
No,
they have a shot against the Nets, but no shot against the
Bulls. My false age. No, and I'll take it one step further. Mm-hmm. DeMar doesn't deserve to be a starter.
Really? Why is that?
Space.
Why is that? Yeah. See, you can disconnect from the spaces,
DeMar DeMar's stats beg to differ.
But his position doesn't. How is he a guard when he doesn't play guard? On his team. Best guard on
I
his
mean, we're kind of like in a roll-less era, are we not?
No, we're not. No, we're not. Not, when,
not,
when
not in that all-star game.
Not when that voting consists of backcourt and frontcourt players. No, it is not positionless.
But let's just say, hypothetically, DeMar is a guard. Zach LaVine deserves it. I ain't gonna lie. He deserves a starter. But
I don't know.
He's
pretty.
Vote.
Oh, my bad.
I hate to see the guy that does not make it. Out of all the guys that have potential to now not make it because DeMar made it, I hate to see the guy that does not make it. I'm probably, if I had to take a wild guess, two guys that I think aren't going to make it are probably going to be like Jared Allen could have snuck in there, Fred VanVleet and Miles Bridges. Miles Bridges are probably, those three guys are probably just, somebody's going to be a snub out of those guys, and it's going to be devastating because DeMar is a guard, so.
And you know what's crazy, bro? I used to think that topic, the All-Star topics, was lame as fuck until I really started learning motherfuckers is missing big-time bread off of that shit, bro. So I was like, oh, this shit dead do matter. Like, and I know for most people, they don't think that way, but I'm like, yo, the wrong motherfucker don't make the fucking All-Star game. That's crazy. So, damn.
In terms of evaluating players, they really shouldn't matter. But in terms of casual conversations, one they do, and in terms of the bread again, like you mentioned,
yeah, that bread, like
cash. And mind you, this is Miles Bridges, and unless somebody can correct me, yeah, this is Miles Bridges' contract year type shit. So,
oh my god,
this would have definitely helped him in his case. And for anybody that's asking or saying, oh, Omar, he shouldn't, you're a casual, 20 points, 7.3 rebounds, 4 assists on 49% from the field, 33% from three. And that is way up over last year's 13 points a game.
But Bridges not making it has nothing to do with DeMar, though, because DeMar is listed as a guard, not a forward. It has more to do with guys like Darius Garland.
Oh, I'm saying it'll shake everything up, because those last two wild card spots, he could have been like one of those wild card spots. When you misplay something like that, it shakes up everything. So they're going to try to fit in stuff just to fit in stuff because he didn't get there. So I'm assuming like LaVine is going to make it. I'm hoping LaMelo makes it or something like that. Like, it'll start to fuck up a bunch of stuff, and they'll start saying X, Y, and Z is a guard and a forward and all this other stuff.
Some guard is going to get snubbed, and I definitely think, if anything, I would hope. I think it's going to be Darius Garland getting snubbed over LaMelo. I just think LaMelo is more popular than Darius Garland, and he's the more sexy pick in terms of, like, what the players and shit would pick. But I could definitely see a world where, because of the Cavs being so good and they might not have any representation, they'll put Garland in there. And if Melo doesn't make it, yeah, it's in Cleveland. So I could see them picking Garland. If Garland makes it and LaMelo does, regardless, if one of them don't make it, that's pure robbery. But if LaMelo really doesn't make it, that's pure bullshit. I'm not going to lie to you.
I think there's just been situations, and mind you, there'll be an injury replacement spot too, you know, for Kevin Durant. There's been situations where like one position has been heavy in a conference. They just had to make a decision. Like somebody just didn't make it. Like it dead ass was what it was. Point guard in the West has been like that for a minute now. So I don't understand why they did it, but it is what it is type shit. Good question, AOG.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Also, just to say, you're off of your not Nets hot take, aren't they 2-8 in the last 10 games?
Cool.
The Nets.
The Nets.
Yeah.
It was sudden, bro. and really the Bucks, bad. Too, I'm pretty
Are
sure.
you just saying the Nets just because they have, like, powerhouses?
What do you mean?
Well, why do you say the Nets? Why do you say the Nets in the Eastern Conference and
I said the Bulls could beat the Nets. Oh, because anybody could beat the Nets, given if they don't perform well offensively, and if they perform well enough offensively and have competent defense. That's the only thing I'm saying.
The Nets and the Bucks are slipping. Last 10, the Bucks are 5-5. The Nets are 4-6.
Yeah, I would still favor the Nets. Don't tell me that much.
But you know it's crazy. From 1-6, the difference is only 2.5 games. So literally anything can change.
Yeah. All right. All right. Appreciate it. Also, I was hoping to come on here and say MK is not the only one making money. It's me because I won a bet off of somebody on the Discord, but I lost because the Niners lost. So I gotta send some candle money to somebody else on the Discord. Shout out
that's
to
the craziest shit I've ever
seen. Candles? Let me get one time, B-Souls, before I'm out.
That's tough.
Let him get the one time, B-Souls. Hey, let's do like two more, bro. Let's do two more. I've never seen Kyle Machanda, and he looks like he's in the bathroom.
What's good, my guy?
What's up? I'm in my dorm room. Didn't y'all watch the Bengals game?
Nah, I was asleep.
I think I'm the only one, which is crazy.
I was getting cooked by Click on 2K. Actually, I'm.
You was playing them
I
was, today.
I wasn't getting cooked. I mean, I'm not.
You probably was getting cooked.
I wasn't. Two games went down to the wire, and then the second one I won. Like, dang.
Click, if you're still in the chat, how serious were you playing the game?
Oh, dick suck. Anyway,
What's the question?
It's about the way Patrick Mahomes played, because that made me pissed off the way he. He chucked like LeBron did in 2011 because second half was terrible.
It was not equivalent to that.
But that's what I'm saying. Why?
It was not equivalent to that. Football will never be quite as equivalent to such meltdowns. I'm not saying I think the LeBron thing is nearly as awful as a lot of people give credit for. There's a lot of things about that aren't talked about, but football is about your receivers not getting open. Football is about your offensive line being god-awful. I think this game, if you see it, it was bad offensive play on both sides of the ball for 48 minutes. It was actually insane. You have Mahomes out there doing 2 360s, running across, throwing the ball. It's so many reasons why he didn't perform as well, but he did make a couple bad decisions, 100%. He should have thrown a pick to start off overtime, to be honest. Ball was in his hands, he dropped it. Ball was in Eli Apple's hands, and he dropped it. Probably would have been over two plays in overtime. So Mahomes gets no excuse because we look at him as – arguably the greatest talent. People are putting him in their top five all time with such a small resume due to that talent. And he's old. So he does get some slack, but it's not all on him. Not even close. The ball, even the interception he threw, it hit Hill in the hands. People are saying it double teamed. Cool. He was double teamed, but the ball hit him in the hands. If you're an NFL receiver, the ball hits you in your hands. You come down with the ball. The ball hit him in the hands, dropped it. It got hit a little bit, but NFL, you grab that shit. And you got tip pick and game over. All right. That was actually funny shit.
We'll probably host a space if you're on Twitter about the games today so we can get some recaps and stuff like that. Because I think this offseason has been really, really exciting. These past two rounds especially have been really, really exciting for football. So appreciate you for coming up. Cruz or Dre? Which one? Cruz or Dre?
Cruz, not Dre. Cruz. Give me Cruz.
I should probably bring him up at the same time. Fuck it. I just want to see you. You'll be down, Drake. Don't worry about it. What's your question?
Top three sports movies of all time.
Oh, shit. Fuck. Damn, I don't watch a lot of sports movies. This is going to sound so cringe. Like Mike.
That's crazy.
I think about it. Oh, the jump with The Rock and what's that?
Madison Pettis?
Yeah, that joke. That shit was funny. Gameplay is funny to me. Stupid is a mean word. It's iconic. I down the hill. And fuck. I don't watch a lot of sports movies, bro. I'm not a movie person at all. So let the L go first.
Longest Yard. There's a Disney basketball movie, but like a white. It's like a white.
Oh, wait. Does the jump? This is gonna sound so stupid, but I don't give a fuck. If the jump with the if the little jump rope boxing Disney movie with Corbin Blue count, that's my answer. That shit kind of gas.
Hey, if
jumping is crazy. Jumping is crazy.
You can count it. You can count it.
Jumping is crazy. Red Hot Chili Pepper, bro.
Yes, sir. Let me get that.
White men can't jump. Yeah. What's it called? Damn, I just looked at it. White men can't jump. Coach Carter. And does Rocky count?
Ooh. Bro, yes.
Oh, yeah, Rocky for sure. And I don't even know which Rocky specifically. I think there's two things that I could talk about for like several hours upon time. Star Wars is one of them. Rocky is the other. So many problems. Blind side count?
Damn, I got to change some for Rocky.
Yeah.
The blind side is...
It's a good movie.
The Blind Side is such a horrible depiction of Michael Orr, but okay, The Blind Side.
I don't have a list in front of me.
I googled it.
Blind Side, Coach Carter, and let's go. He Got Game.
Okay. All right. So
you can't let Damo answer. Wait, Damo.
Dang, Damo.
Oh shit! I'm so
fuck
sorry.
Me.
What was the question? You chose me too. I'm sorry.
Favorite sports movies? Favorites?
Three. Remember the Titans, Coach Carter, and Longest Yard.
And my three are Remember the Titans, Radio, and Air Bud.
Remember, Radio was a sports movie?
Air Bud. I couldn't get with Air Bud. I ain't gonna bullshit.
Remember the Titans is my four. Remember Titans is a good movie too.
I'm not gonna lie to you. I can't watch Radio. I'm not mentally mature enough to watch Radio. I'm sorry.
I'm gonna tell you something. How do y'all feel about sports movies that can't accurately depict the sports play? Does that like weigh on y'all at all?
It depends on if it's a Disney movie or like if it's some shit like that, then I wouldn't really care. But if you're like a legit big budget type of sports movie or show, like what you call like on the show All Americans, it's about football, but all the football scenes absolutely suck. Like
those
it's
are
like,
the worst ever.
It's the worst shit ever, and it's not believable. And I'm like, y'all whole premise is about football. Like the football scenes is a main premise of the show. That should be better.
It depends on what the theme of the show is. If the theme is about a guy being underrated, not getting a chance, then I care about the accuracy of the sport because the sport and the games itself are telling the story. If it's on some Blue Mountain State shit where it's just about like people trolling and oh shit, what we got to do for the big game on Sunday, that's different. You don't need it. You can
honestly.
Blue Mountain State's iconic.
Blue Mountain State made me want to go to college.
Yes, sir.
Blue Mountain State's football scenes also might be better than All Americans football scenes.
100% better. 100%
better. But that's why them and like the game, like if you watch the first seasons of those shows, it's definitely more football. The later seasons, they're like, you know what? Let's just have them carry around like a helmet or something to let people know.
Have you seen the new iteration of the game on Paramount Plus?
No,
they renewed it. I'm not gonna lie. No. It's not that bad. I actually like it. Like me and my girl watch it. It's not bad. It's just the football scenes are very reminiscent of season one and two football scenes. And they actually bring back a lot of the original cast too. So I was like, I definitely recommend it. Like I'm not trying to shit on it. It's actually a good ass show. And it tackles a lot of like genuine real like issues and shit. I definitely recommend niggas watch it.
I applaud like the movies like The Wrestler. I applaud Creed because they like Michael B. Jordan deadass was boxing in that movie. Mm-hmm. Like for real. And then I applaud The Longest Yard, like Sage said, having like ex-pro wrestlers and Michael Irving in the fucking thing. It looked and felt more real than like any basketball. I feel like basketball movies are dead ass the worst. I ain't gonna lie.
Oh yeah, they're by far the worst.
It's so hard to do that. Though, easy. I think, though.
Yeah, it's hard to make an accurate basketball depiction just because it just looks so straight. It has to.
You can do it so fake that like it looks so fake when you fake fall in a crossover or some shit like that. It's very easy to.
But I still feel like they purposefully find grown men who can't dribble a basketball.
That's
like
true.
Any type of coordination, even with what's supposed to be their dominant. Hold on. I know it's not white women in Dre's room. Oh, okay. But even with like you could tell like this is their right hand and it's their dominant hand. But I should never see, like, they'll have, like, an NBA player. Like, he's supposed to be an NBA player. And he's dribbling like this with his right hand. And I'm like.
Dribbling like this?
Yo, no. No. What? You know what movie was the worst with that? What was that shit with Common? Mr. Right?
Oh. Terrible.
Hey, that hit the dome, bro.
And I thought we had Dwayne Wade and Dwight.
And Dwight Howard. And I thought it was going to be better.
Still, like Mike did better than fucking Mr. Right. That shit was crazy.
Yeah.
But it was clear that Common could, like, and then you hear interviews of Common, like, yeah, I play ball. Common, I want to play wherever you play, dog, because I am a waxing whoever the fuck is up there, because these niggas are ass. I feel like basketball does it much worse. Football, I've seen, like, I know it might be harder to fake basketball, but football, I feel like they at least get it, like, a little bit better, a little bit more, right?
And boxing is S tier. I'm not going to lie, boxing is easy.
But I mean, yeah, I think you could fake fighting. Yeah, hey, I think you can fake fighting, but
nigga said Daredevil basketball scene is comedy gold. That is facts. That shit was wild, bro. That shit is so disgusting, bro.
They try to make like actually like Daredevil himself like shoots who?
Dude, Daredevil is legit playing basketball. Blind. He can't see.
I gotta do that,
and it's so fucking cringy. Like, it's the, I ain't gonna lie, that might be the worst basketball like scene I've ever seen in my life. Daredevil is definitely not live.
You know, in High School Musical,
Corbin Blue and Zac Efron were unbelievable.
But like Damo said, you got it. You can excuse Disney movies. Have y'all ever seen Boogie? Damo, have you seen Boogie the movie with Pop Smoke?
Nah.
Wow, Damo. That's the worst basketball you will ever
dog,
see.
Listen, and I understand that we got to stop Asian hate. But when I seen that this movie was about the Asian guy playing ball and Pop Smoke was in it, I was like, something right in my gut said this shit is going to be trash. Had nothing to do with anybody in the movie. It's just how it was presented to me right after Shang-Chi. I was like, yeah, this isn't going to be a good movie. This isn't going to be a good movie.
How is a Stop Asian Hate TikTok for our channel aging poorly? How is this happening?
I wish I would sit here and disagree with him. And maybe we need to watch that movie one night in Discord. That movie is so bad. From the overall premise to the acting to they should have just deadass rewrote Pop Smoke, even though I feel like they were finished with his parts, to the basketball is like... Boy, oh boy, they could have went to whatever park and they would have had a better time.
Was it like
I heard what Damo had to say, bro. I was like, we need our own like sign.
Wakanda? The Wakanda Forever sign? That's just
trying to appropriate?
I can't think of anything,
bro. Right? Bezos just gentrified it. Wow, that's crazy.
He gentrified Wakanda Forever. That's crazy.
Listen, Cruz, we appreciate the question.
All right, y'all. Have a good night, man.
All right, man.
You too.
All right.
Why is he dancing?
Thank you. Oh my god.
We never said we was gonna bring you up here. No, we never said we was gonna bring you up here. This is the end of the pod.
That nigga was dancing for attention. Susie came. Thank you. Oh my. Nope. Fuck out of here.
My plan worked.
Listen, guys. I had a great time. Good, great conversation with Chris. And then good final closing question, because we do have to talk about that one day. Why the fuck can't they ever get the fake sports right? Jesus Christ. But until next time, Damo, say goodbye to the people.
All right, Chad's being mom for a midnight snack, and we will be back Wednesday.
Sage, say goodbye to the people.
All right, y'all, it's B-Boy TSO Sage. Again, fire guest, shout out to boy Chris. Shout out all the chat for pulling up, having a great day, and I don't know where I'm going with this. Bye.
B-Soul, say goodbye to the people.
Peace out, y'all. If you guys got a Superstar membership, don't forget to go check out the community tab. Link to the Discord is there. Also, we just did an MVP stream last night? Mm-hmm. Last night, right? Very fun. Very fun.
That shit was fun.
I tried to pull up. I couldn't hear y'all. I couldn't hear nothing.
Nigga, you pulled up on a phone at a party. I was like, yo, this nigga.
I pulled you up and you were like, oh shit, I'm up here.
Nah, I was fucked up. I was fucked up. I know bullshit. We knew. Bro, it weren't even supposed to happen. We're about to end. But it weren't even supposed to happen, bro. We was just dropping sis off at her campus. And my mom was like, yo, we ain't seen these people in a minute. Let's go. I said, I bet.
Your mom. Hey, yo,
I'm My mom be, oh my God. And then I was like, hey, I'm going to dip out because my one of my boys lived like right across the street or something. That was a mistake.
Nigga,
that was a mistake.
You joined, all we seen is, all right, y'all, what's up, y'all?
I was gone, nigga.
Oh, shit, can y'all hear me? Hold on.
Oh, shit, I'm up here.
Okay.
I was done, bruh. And they need to make, you know how they had the I'm not driving shit? They need to make that for texting people past 3 a.m. that you ain't texting a year. They need to do that. They need to make a, are you sure? Are you drunk? Are you sure you want to text this number? They need to make that. And they'd make a lot of money. Let's end this fucking pod, though.
This nigga Sage was in motherfuckers' messages that he ain't talked to in a minute on some Drake shit. Nigga sound like Rod waving the messages.
Nigga. I got some shit.
But yeah, with that being said, peace out, guys. Bye, guys. Bye.
Everyone in the gulag, please leave.